Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for September 2nd, 2014. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm talking with Shulamit Mikaeli about a kinase that's important for a parasite to respond to stress. Trypanosoma brucei is the microscopic unicellular parasite that causes African sleeping sickness. It's related to other trypanosomes that cause Chagas disease and leishmaniasis. Trypanosomes have an unusual way of turning the genes in their DNA into the messenger RNAs that are translated into proteins. In most animals, genes are transcribed individually. The primary transcript for each gene is then processed to form mature messenger RNAs that can be translated into proteins. But in trypanosomes, multiple genes are transcribed together to make one long polycistronic RNA. The sequences representing each gene are then cut apart from one another, and each one is spliced onto a 5' leader sequence to make the messenger RNA that's ready to be translated into protein. This 5' spliced leader, or SL sequence, is the same for every messenger RNA. What this means for the parasite is that it can control production of proteins from all of its genes simply by switching on and off the production of the SL. In a new study published in this week's issue of Science Signaling, researchers in Shulamit Mikaeli's lab describe a kinase that's involved in switching off expression of the SL sequence when the cells are under stress. Mikaeli spoke to me from Bar-Ilan University in Ramat Gan, Israel. Hi, Dr. Mikaeli. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Hi.
My first question is about the way that trypanosomes express their genes. What's so odd about the way that trypanosomes make messenger RNAs?
Trypanosomes are very ancient eukaryotes. In a way, they are intermediate between bacteria and eukaryotes in the sense that the genes are clustered and transcribed as polycystronic mRNAs. These organisms lack promoters. So because of that, basically, the entire chromosomes are being transcribed, and the only way to generate a messenger RNA is to dissect this polycystron mRNA by concerted action of splicing and polyadenylation, which separates the individual coding sequence one from the other.
How does that strategy of transcribing all of the genes onto a single polycistronic RNA benefit the organism? What does that allow it to do?
So in a way, it simplifies the gene expression, but it's waste also that they transcribe the chromosome all the time. And so the regulation comes only later, not at the level of transcription, but they didn't invest energy in transcription and regulation, namely that each gene has its own promoter, which is regulatory elements and so on. They simply transcribe all the RNA and then regulate the abundance of the different mRNAs in response to stress or in response to their changes during developmental stages by other means, not by transcription. So they make all the RNA, and then they regulate the fate of the RNA by, for instance, its ability to become spliced, to be stable or unstable, or even to be translated or not being translated under certain conditions. So basically, they omit the regulation of transcription. They don't spend any energy, any complication in making a specific promoter for each gene. They simply transcribe everything.
The individual genes in trypanosomes do not have their own promoters.
Yes. The only gene in the entire genome of trypanosomes that have a polymerase II promoter is the gene coding for the spliced leader RNA. That's the only defined POL2 promoter in this organism. There are POL1 promoters, there are POL3 promoters, but for PORT2 promoter, it's only for the splice leader RNA.
And so that provides a rapid means for shutting down the production of mRNAs.
Right, because what happens is that if you don't synthesize the splice leader, there is no exon to be added to all mRNAs, because the splice leader gives the exon to all mRNAs.
One of the ways that trypanosomes respond to stress is to shut off protein synthesis by shutting down transcription of that leader sequence.
Right.
What danger does ER stress present to the trypanosome, and why is it important to respond by shutting off protein synthesis?
In general, each cell, or each eukaryote, I would say, has a very defined mechanism to deal with ER stress. That mechanism is called unfolded protein response. The unfolded protein response, which exists from yeast to man, is focused on transcription and regulation of genes which are important to cope with the ER stress. Chaperones, enzymes to do with lipid metabolism to make the ER larger, and so to dilute the problem that exists in the ER. Also, mammalian cells have a kinase that is activated under ER stress, and this leads to shut off of protein synthesis. Why is that important? Because if you have ER stress, you don't want proteins to get into the ER and get more stress. So the idea is to shut off protein synthesis and not add another problem or another protein to be misfolded. So trypanosomes do not have the UPR response based on transcription and regulation. However, my lab found, and that was published in 2010, that they have a mechanism which is based on stabilization of mRNA, which are essential to cope with the ER stress. However, when the ER stress is persistent, then the parasite make the decision to activate this novel process, which is the splice leader silencing. And so in this process, what we found is that there is no production of this slRNA. As a consequence of that, transplicing is shut off. Because of that, all mRNA production is stopped. If you don't have mRNA, you don't have the ability to synthesize proteins.
In this paper, you looked at how trypanosomes shut down that protein expression in response to ER stress. How does ER stress trigger the splice leader silencing?
There is a kinase which sits on the surface of the ER. Under ER stress, it causes this kinase to become autophosphorylated and to move from the ER to the nucleus, and in the nucleus to phosphorylate the TATA binding protein known as TRF4, which is essential for slRNA transcription. So the moment TRAF4 is phosphorylated, the entire transcription complex falls off the promoter, stopping slRNA transcription, and the cell lacks now the splice leader RNA, which is essential for splicing of every and each mRNA of these parasites.
Does that allow the cell time to recover, or does it just kill the cell?
What we found is that activation of SLS leads to programmed cell death. Activation of SLS is irreversible. The parasite activates SLS when it gives up and decides that it cannot continue. So it's analogous to what happens in mammalian cells when you expose them to high stress and they activate apoptosis. at the beginning, they try to fix things and correct the problems. But the moment they realize that they cannot do it, they drive the cell for apoptosis. And SLS is exactly that. And when we were able to inhibit this signaling by silencing this PK3 kinase, then we also eliminated the program service.
In a multicellular organism, it makes sense that when a cell is really stressed and it's very sick, it can't fix itself, to undergo apoptosis for the good of the organism. Why does it make sense for a unicellular organism to undergo apoptosis rather than just keep trying to fix the problem?
Yes. So this is really even a philosophical question. It has been addressed in bacteria, for instance, and in protozoan parasites. What would be the rationale for a unicellular organism to die by programmed cell death? If there is a programmed cell death, it says that there is maybe altruistic death. Why? Because a cell which is good for nothing should not utilize the resources and take them away from cells which have chance to propagate, because from these defective cells, nothing will come out because this cell will eventually die. Therefore, there is a rationale for unfit parasite to commit suicide and disappear because they cannot give rise to healthy progeny. It's best to die in an apoptotic way without releasing harmful substances to the environment. Because if many cells die in a way that they release all the lysosomes and so on to the environment, they may harm the host. So there is a rationale to die in a programmed cell death way which is less harmful to the environment. And there is also a rationale to control the population such that unfit parasites should disappear and not eat the food of parasites which have the chance to be further transmitted. So there is a selection, and the parasite devised a way to kill those parasites which are unfit.
Because activation of the splice leader silencing mechanism causes the trypanosomes to die, is that something that could be exploited to treat trypanosome infections? Would there be some way to, say, treat people with something that would trigger that?
Yes, and we are going to approach it. So we found a kinase, then when it is activated, the cells commit suicide. So if we find a small molecule that can activate this kinase, we can elicit programmed cell death and kill the parasites. The parasites will kill themselves, right?
Right. Even better.
Yeah.
Dr. Michaeli, thanks for speaking with me.
Sure. So have a nice day, and thanks very much for it.
That was Shulamit Michaeli discussing a paper published in the September 2nd issue of Science Signaling by Hope and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.